and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And first off, it's a look at the ups and downs of last week's MFR farming scene. It was up with accidents on farms last year, with numbers of serious injuries rising by 41 to total some 640. In addition, there were 38 fatalities, and these figures are a shocking 40% up on 2008. Farm insurers NFU Mutual say they have set up a specialist risk management division to tackle the problem. Turning to livestock now, and prime cattle prices are heading upwards again. A strong trade has developed over the past month as our beef men look for decent cattle to turn out to grass. Speaking from Thainston, Aberdeen and Northern Marts report a 13 pence increase over the month for bullocks, now topping 175 pence a kilo plus. And at Dingwall, it's a similar story, with 11 pence being added in the month. Our sheepmen have seen big rises too, with old season lambs being driven ever higher over the past month, prices from Thainston going up 53 pence, Dingwall by 38, and Huntly recorded rises of 42 pence a kilo. And all of these massive rises helping our cattle and sheepmen face up to the record prices for fuel, straw and feeding stuffs. On the pig meat front, prices are being dragged up by these other meats, and all pig prices are now up on a week-by-week basis. It's a painfully slow job at just 1, 2 or 3 pence a week for our pig producers, and estimates vary from another 20 to 30 weeks to get back to break-even at these current rates. That is, assuming they keep on going up and feed costs stay the same. But it'll be too late for some who've already started the wind down towards closing the piggery doors for good. Speaking of feed costs, and wheat prices, which are the barometer by which all cereals are measured, went up a bit more, with the official futures for July now standing at £206 a tonne. However, ex-farm for April and May stand at £207 and £208 a tonne respectively, so that July future looks a bit too low now. Oilseed rape has firmed again to end at close to £415 a tonne, and all of that bad news again for those pig and poultry men. So another week and even year of mixed fortunes for our farmers in the north. But I'll be back again tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, looking at Ajax mapping problems again. And that'll be right here on MFR Farming.